bi yon yi pie.
Mi nye pi mom. Nno wo gom.
Ewe be. Wala mwa wu wansun wedi.
Ampa wansun wedi. Fa mi kope tro dump mwa ingris mi hi mom prafo.
Be ni bela mba waw. He.
Aber he was a man in need of a woman to squeeze, and needed to appease the chance that they would ever meet, vis-a-vis, cause she was scared of rape, and a kiss too deep, and it's wrong for the kids to see how their elder sister feels so weak, even without ecstasy, around a man who is in part of a bigger picture, but only if they could see what Esther sees, and even how he was staring at their mom at the family dinner. Indeed, they would believe that he was a man in need, and it proved that men leave only because women do bring relief. Iron shirt, with sleeves carefully folded up to the elbows, pot belly, shirt neatly tucked in, with buttons struggling to keep the shirt closed. Margins of his singlet shows whilst his armpits are soaked with sweat, just like the handkerchief he keeps using to clean his face and to wipe his bald head. His trousers has no crease on it, looking like he slowly slipped one leg through at a time. Indeed he did. The watch looks very expensive as it hangs loosely on his wrist, matching the colour of the wedding ring, shining through his puffy fist. His fingernails are cut short, just like his statement by the girl's father. He's being introduced as a lecturer. It is no news that the reality wouldn't be further from the yet-to-be-found truth or lie if both parties are clever. Enama keeps calling every second, so he puts his phone on airplane mode. Is it his wife, mother or son? My guess is no, he's a guest here, so my mom served him with a new set of bows. You could read thoughts in the air. Who is he to her? Well, mommy thinks she's too good for that. No need to dare. But daddy knows men. But he can't prove for a fact or bring the truth to bear. Her little girl is no more the princess he used to tell bedtime stories to. Now every bear she spends time on comes with a story too. You may wonder, how many times has she been with men way older? Her count? Many. Her dad confused. They all go to her making her think she's the one they would marry. Sugar daddy. After all, daddy knows one when he sees one. Because he is one. Trying to tiptoe his way across the dining room, in a dark path, my brother walked in with his backpack cautiously, as one strap hangs loosely behind his back. He's lucky there's a guest here this time, so that he knocks and back slaps as they point to the wristwatch and ask him of the time. Because no one gets spared coming home after 9, your wire gonna be fixed. Come late and you will be late, in no time, with every pardon dismissed. But there's something else that ignited the flames of tension in the room. Both men caught in a stare. That's my brother and the man. But this time, not the type that has love written all over it, like a bride and a groom, but hate and surprise. This is the boy. The boy I caught my wife with. He said it under his breath. He thought it wise not to voice it. Because what can you say for yourself too, when I see you sending emojis, blowing kisses when you chat with my sis? I know it, and my brother does too. We all know my sister has a sugar daddy, but who knew it was you? The husband of the woman who drops my brother at home every weekend. I also thought she was just his boss at work. This twist has quite a weak end. He asks to take a leave. My sister escorts him out and comes back in a haste to dumb down suspicions. She helps my mom clear the table. She's now in the kitchen. Her phone lies just a hand stretch away from my old boy. The phone rings. Bae is calling. Daddy picks and stays mute.
Hello, babe. You see the reason why I don't want to drop you off at your house? I mean, look at the way your dad was staring at me. Let me get to the house and call you. I love you. Hello? Hello?
Are you... Hey, Esther! Esther, no way. Hey!